Hello, my good boys. Welcome to episode 7 of Naughty Time with Glitter Goddess. And coming off of the episode on guilt, where are we going to go next? I do have an exciting topic for us to play with together today. And I also want to thank you all for your notes of love and support for the podcast. It sounds like you guys are really enjoying it as much as me, and that makes me very, very happy. So what are we talking about today? We are talking about causing a little mayhem, being a little twist in somebody's day. What kind of a twist? We will just have to find out together. And you just heard The Rite of Spring by Stravinsky, and that was played by the London Philharmonic Orchestra. But the first time that that piece of music was ever premiered, it was in Paris, and it caused quite a stir. And I started this episode off talking about maybe putting a little twist in people's day. And recently I came across a little meme or a little graphic on Twitter. And it just spoke to me so much. It said, be the reason someone smiles today, or drinks, or masturbates, whatever works. And it so spoke to me because I do love to be a bit outrageous, but I think that part of the enjoyment of life is bringing new things here that have never been said before. You know that's why I'm doing this podcast. And sometimes it can lead to things. And you can't really control how people respond to what you say and what you do, and to me that is no reason to keep quiet. So when this piece of music was premiered, I think it was in 1913, so it was written for the Ballet Russe, so this was music for a ballet, and it was so avant-garde and so out there, so outrageous, that people actually rioted. And it so fucked with the very fabric at the time of art and what people thought dance was supposed to be, what people thought ballet was supposed to be and should be, that it just drove people crazy. Some people went wild, really, like rioting, and they didn't stop the ballet. They just kept going. And now, gosh, it's become part of what we see as normal. Like, we wouldn't see this as so outrageous that we would throw our hats. Some people even say that there were like 40 people arrested at the time. So who knows what really happened? But what we do know is that it was considered very outrageous, and it did make people go wild. So what I'm talking about today is being willing to be bold. And I guess I know a thing or two about that. Let's explore more. Being a dominatrix is a pretty bold choice, really. And when I first started out, there was quite a bit of internal turmoil over, gosh, like what my family would think, or if it was something that I was going to keep a secret, or how deep I would go into it, and, you know, who would find out. And it was a choice that I wasn't super comfortable with, but I just knew that I wanted to keep going, and I'm so glad that I did. Now I can't imagine my life not being a dominatrix, but when I was first starting out there, I didn't know where any of it was going to go, if it would go anywhere at all, in fact. And it's, you know, there's that moment of choosing whether I put my real photo out there. And I think that's what sort of cemented things. Like, once I posted my real photo, I was like, well, I guess I'm doing this. And it's not like the photo accidentally got posted. I did it. Like, I was the one that put it on my Night Flirt profile. That was the first place that I posted. And it was an intense choice, and I didn't know how people would feel about it, you know, the people who were close to me. And for a little while I did keep it private, and then I did choose to share it with my mom. She knows what I do and how much fun I have with it. She's in full support, and she was from the day one that I told her. But back to this graphic about being the reason someone smiles or drinks or masturbates or whatever works. I had to be willing to be bold enough that, yes, people might be upset, people might resist, people might think that that's a terrible choice, and I still was willing to do what I wanted. And that is such a valuable thing for me, to just move forward. And it's not like I was a wrecking ball and I was looking to make sure, you know, that people got upset, but I was willing to choose being a dominatrix if people got upset or not. And it was up to them to have their own responses. And I know now, every single day, my content and my hypnosis and the femdom that I do, it definitely brings smiles. I don't know about drinks, possibly. I'm not one of those forced in talks kind of people, which is definitely out there. And masturbate, well, I think I inspire that once every second or so around the world. I would love to, you know, in websites, you can sometimes see tickers of how many people have been there or like how many people are on at the same time. I would love to have just like a ticker in the lower screen of my life to see how many good boys are stroking at a time for me. What a lead in for talking about masturbation and all this naughty stuff that was Hidden Place by Bjork. A little bit of it, a little taste. And we're talking about being bold and going forward, whether it creates any sort of stir. And with going forward as a dominatrix, I didn't learn from another dom. I didn't go and research how to be a dom. I just did a lot of self-research. And I met up with subs when I was living in New York, and I tried things out and some things I would never do again and some of the things I enjoy to this day. And one of the things that I really found that I loved, and this was mostly through talking on the phone and doing cam sessions on Night Flirt, was the hypnosis aspect of domination. And I didn't realize that I was going to be having such an influence, but I was always interested in psychology. My mom is a psychologist, and how the mind works is always so fascinating to me, and to be able to influence it and to put in triggers. Now, these kind of responses, I know a little bit more about what effect they're going to have on a good boy when you listen, when you're exposed to my voice, when you're exposed to my power and my control. So I started off not really knowing exactly my power. It's like, you know, in some of these X-Men movies when these superheroes have their powers and they're not really sure how to wield them. And then I learned more. Like, I crafted it and I played with it and I used my power. And all these good boys along the way have helped me know more how to hypnotize, how to brainwash, and how to have that be very, very exciting. So yes, I weave those into the masturbation and the jerk-off instruction that I do, and I've created something that's uniquely mine and the way that I love to play with my good boys. And that is a little bit also why I put Bjork's song on a minute ago, because she was talking about a hidden place, and I love that album. I've listened to that album a lot, and I call it a secret world where you and I get to share something that not anyone else needs to know about, but it's something uniquely ours where we can go and have naughty time together, kind of like this podcast, a little different, but kind of like that. So yes, it was a bold choice to become a dominatrix. And now it being in my everyday life and playing with it so much, it's added something so special. And that's part of what I wanted to explore today in talking about boldness. Because sometimes those choices seem so scary to begin with, like that first leap that you have to take to try something new. And actually, somebody sent me an email recently. Maybe I'll find it and read a little bit of it. But they said that they'd been exposed to me, I think, just for a couple minutes. And they already made the choice, which was a little scary for them, to send me an email and to actually buy some of my content. And I so applaud these choices. I even said congratulations on their choosing something that you've never chosen before, because choices that you make that previously were outside of your comfort zone and you had put into the category of no, I'll never do that. When you choose to include something like that in your life that was previously not an option, it can open up a whole different world. Things can change instantly. I would snap my finger, but I don't want you in a daze just yet. So I'd encourage you to do something bold today. I'm not sure what that might be, but I think you know. I think you know what that could be, what it might be. Something that you've never done before, maybe something that you wanted to try without worrying about what kind of effect it might have. Sometimes it's good to just take a leap. And when you have some trust in yourself and you're willing to explore, willing to go a little bit deeper, and I'd venture to say that if you're listening to this podcast right now, that you already somewhere are curious about things that are a little different, a little naughty, and maybe it's time for making a bold choice of your own. If you do, actually, I'm just realizing on this app you can send me messages and let me know how it goes. Maybe you'll find your segment in a future episode. Who knows? Sounds fun to me. I'd love to hear what your bold choices are. I have one coming up. Would you like to know what it is? All right, are you ready for my bold choice? Well, what I'm doing now is I'm going to do a little bit of hypnosis. It's going to be a hypnosis for relaxation. You don't have to worry about being brainwashed or any of that crazy stuff that I sometimes add in there. I will say, though, if you are driving... Why do they always say operating heavy machinery after that? Like, how many people, like, chances are you could be driving right now, but the chances of you operating heavy machinery are slim to none. Let me know if you're operating heavy machinery. I would get a kick out of that. Yes, but don't listen. Turn this off for now if you are driving, and then save it for later. Save it for when you can relax a little bit, when you don't have to worry about anybody being around. You can even close the door, and I think it'll still be quick, but we just want to make sure that you don't get too relaxed if you're driving, because hey, you got to be aware of the road. So I'm ready to begin. I want you to get as comfortable as you can, and time to begin. So take a nice deep breath. And let your mind and body start to relax. It's okay to let my words in. It's okay to take any sort of bold choice that you'd like to make today, in fact. Mind doing hypnosis, I normally reserve that for calls on Night Flirt and private sessions and videos. But I think everybody could use a little relaxation in their lives. Just slide and melt and take another deep breath all the way through your body and just let go. Feel where your body is laying against either the bed or the couch or chair that you're on. Feel that seam and just allow your body to melt into it. Relax for me, 5. Sliding 4, deeper and deeper, 3. All the way down, 2 and 1. Good. Letting go, letting go, letting go. And just let your mind wander. There's no wrong way to do hypnosis. In fact, if you're listening and melting just a tiny bit, letting a little bit more relaxation into your day, then you've brought a smile to my face. And we can't control exactly how our actions affect people and what they choose to do. They might smile, they might drink, they might want to masturbate, but you gotta do you. You gotta be you. You gotta just keep going. And relax for me a little bit more. Another deep breath, sliding 5, melting 4, deeper 3, all the way down, 2 and 1. Good. Letting go, letting go, letting go, and letting my voice in, letting my words in. And if you have any sort of barriers to letting my voice in, just for these few minutes, just for fun, just because you can, we can let them all disappear. 3, 2, 1. Gone, all gone. And what's left now is my voice and you here, and the chance to just slide a little deeper and let the world sort of melt around you. You can just let go, let any worries, just put them aside for a moment and let my voice glide in through your mind and down into your body. It might tickle you all the way down to your toes. You'll feel me wherever you need to, my pet. You'll slide and relax and feel this in the exact way that you need. Because I'll let you in on a little secret. Hypnosis doesn't just happen to you. It's actually somewhat active on both sides. You let my words in. Sometimes even a little pleasure in. And then you get to interact your body and your spirit and your mind in whatever way feels good for you, just for now, just for fun. Then glide and let go a little deeper. We're almost done now, but feel free to soak in, to pull from, to enjoy, to really give in to the last few moments, just for now, just because you can. Giving in, maybe even a little wave of pleasure now. 3, you can feel it coming. 2, here it is, and 1. Good. Very, very good. And I'll let you slide out of that at your leisure here. While I talk a little bit, invite you back to opening your eyes. Hopefully feeling a little bit more rested, a little more relaxed. A little getaway, a little vacation from your day. And for me, that's one of the things I absolutely love about hypnosis is you don't have to get on a plane or pack your bags. But you do get to go on a little journey and a trip with me. I can go anywhere, places that not even planes can go. All right, and wide awake. Very good. Well, thank you for going on this journey with me. And I do still wonder what your bold choice of the day is going to be. So hopefully I'll be getting a little message from you through Anchor, letting me know what happened. What'd you choose? How'd it work out? All right, my pets. Talk with you soon. Bye-bye.